Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Asacker is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of I Am Keats, author of Sandbox Wisdom, author of The Business of Beliefs. So many books, so many important things that he's written and has said. Folks, please go to Tom Asacker, A-S-A-C-K-E-R, TomAsacker.com. And get smarter. You won't be able to help it. You will get smarter when you hang out there. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about this thing that's going on these days. The marketplace is evolving, and the problem, Tom, is the marketplace has always evolved, but it's the compression of time between models that's killing us right now. It's the velocity of change that's hurting people. And they're being required to mutate, but they're mutating against the wrong standard, aren't they? They think that they're feeling pressure. Small businesses are feeling pressure from big companies, but the truth is, if they would just adapt at their own strata, they'd have more. They got all the customers down there at that strata than they need if they just would stick with their special sauce. What do you think? But they do have to come up with new recipes for the special sauce.
That's it. Look, the customer and small business is closer to the customers than anyone else. So that gives them an advantage because they have a better feel for what's going on in the customers' lives than the big guys do. The big guys, they wing it. They take all kinds of crazy chances because they have resources. But what the reason they're winging it is because they're not close enough to the customer to really know what they want.
That's right.
Small businesses have a big advantage because they should know. See, this is the thing. If all of your customers, if I say to you as a small business, tell me, all the people that you work with and the people you want to work with, are they all happy and problem-free? If people say yes, then you better figure out how to get out of business. You are in business to solve people's problems,
that's right,
to make their lives better. So you need to say to yourself, do they have problems? Yes, they do. What can I do? What can I do creatively to solve that? And then go try it. You've got huge resources all over the place with the internet, with AI, with outsourcing. You can do almost anything you want to do. But what we do is we put our head down and we focus on the process that's right in front of our eyes. Somebody else goes out there and solves these problems. And the next thing you know, we're not getting as many customers anymore, and we don't know why it happened.
Well, see, your point there is so important but it's hidden. The point you're making about the solution is more obscure today than it used to be, and here's why. Customers used to come to you for a product. They needed a product that was associated with a problem that they had, and they brought you both of them. They brought the need and the problem with them. Today, They already know what the problem is. In fact, they already know what the product is, and they know where to get it. They've already found it before you even know they exist. If you actually show up on their radar screen, all you're there now to do is what you just said, Tom, solve their problem. Because they've only gotten to you because there's something going on that they still can't fix.
And if they
show up on your step, that means they still need somebody to help them fix something. And if you start talking to them about a product, they're going to say, look, I took care of that 2 days ago. I'm here for another problem. And they'll go away. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. Look, you don't want people to have a problem in their mind and then go to Google and hit search on it. You want to be close enough to people that you can feel what their problems are and you can talk to them and you can reach out to them so that you can be the solution to the problem. Mm-hmm. You don't want Google to find them the solution because then you're playing Google's game. You want to have a relationship that's close enough to them. Look, Jim, I can tell you, I've got so many freaking problems, but nobody is coming to me, talking to me. mm-hmm. about any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand why. Why doesn't my insurance company call me and say, right. what are your problems? Why doesn't my, you know, my contractor for this thing call me and say, do you have any problems? I've got a ton of them.
That's and the thing is, if you'll do that, and this is where small businesses have an advantage. If you will do what Tom just said, you'll have customers you can't run off.
Oh, no, absolutely. Because they wouldn't
risk going somewhere else, because now that they found you, and guess what else, Tom? When you have customers you can't run off, that's the land of high margins.
No, look, listen, people that don't want to deal with all these problems because they've got so much on their mind, they don't know who to trust. They don't have the time. So when you come along and you say, you can trust me, I'll take care of you, and you do that, they give it to you.
That's right.
They say, here, take it. Thank you. You
mm-hmm.
do it.
Mm-hmm.
But no one's reaching out. No one is reaching out. They're just head down doing
their
thing.
You've got to get outside your four walls. You've got to get outside your four walls, whether you're selling hamburgers or Humvees. It doesn't matter. You got to get outside your four walls. That's the key. Hey, Tom, I need your websites, please.
TomAsacker.com, TheBusinessOfBelief.com, SandboxWisdom.com. I think they all take you to the same place.
Hey, Tom, it's great having you here. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
I will. Thank you, Jim.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter, and we did. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 after. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.